And joining us now is USC head coach Mark Trach. Coach, if you would begin with a brief opening statement, and then we'll open it up for the media.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the Pac-12 tournament. I'm really happy with the way our kids are playing and performing right now and their effort. I felt we had a good year, you know, got it 19 wins and going 9-9 in the Pac-12. I think, you know, considering it's one of the toughest conferences in the country, I'm proud of the kids. I know we've had a lack of depth. We had lack of height, but I think our kids just really represented themselves well this year, and I'm really proud of them and looking forward to the Pac-12 tournament.
And now we'll open it up for questions.
As a reminder, in order to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star 1. And your first question is from the line of Krista Blanc with Pac-12 Network.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Krista.
You gave us a good finale to the weekend, that's for certain.
Really, that was fun.
Playing incredibly well. Just talk a little bit about kind of the evolution for you with this group, because, you know, in your first season, and it was a team that there were just a lot of question marks with this group, and you know, maybe not enough depth, but everybody knew the talent was there, and just how they've kind of come together.
Yeah, you know, that they've we got the job on May 1st, and first thing we did is sit down with all the kids and talk to them and go through a series of meetings, and just wanted to get the pulse of the team, and the big thing was just, you know, getting them to trust us, and I told them trust is a two-way street. We had to trust them also, and it was a process, and you know, we built up a relationship and a good rapport. And I'm just really happy about how the kids have progressed. I mean, they're playing well together. They're sharing the ball. They're playing hard. We're getting great performances out of people. Our three seniors have been great leaders all year. Kristen Simon's having a really, really good year. Sadie Edwards is playing well. And Jordan Adams is our glue. You know, she's held us together. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Leah Mazik, I think, has had a great year. Is one of the best defenders in the Pac-12. You know, and we've gotten some play. You know, we're not that deep at the guard spot. That's been our problem all year. And then we've gotten really good point guard play from Mignon Moore. I mean, she's just a fiery competitor and gives you 100% on every play. So I'm real happy at the way they just played together and the way they've represented themselves and the way they've gotten after it and the way their team chemistry is. I think that the chemistry is great. You know, we've had a great practice today. Morale is up, you know, and it's really nice to see them that motivated and that driven this late in the year. So I'm excited about this group of kids. I'm really proud of them. Absolutely love them. Absolutely love what they've been able to accomplish and looking forward to see what happens in the next couple of days.
And I know Kristen Simon can shoot the three, and everybody knows that, but did you draw it up specifically in the Utah game for her to take that?
Well, we were going to curl. We were going for the quick two, and we were going to curl Sadie. And we asked Kristen to pop up, and we said, hey, if you're wide open, and I don't think she was wide open, but if you're wide open, you know, to take it. So she took it, and it was a great shot, you know.
It was
a great game by Utah. You know, I know they were shorthanded that game, and they played great that weekend. And, you know, just a big shot. And if we had any chance to go to the NC2A tournament, she had to make that shot. So it was huge.
Right. Awesome. Thanks.
Sure.
Your next question is from the line of Michelle Smith with Pac-12.com.
Good morning, Mark. How do you navigate this tournament when you don't have a lot of depth? It's a challenge when you do, but, you know, if you want to make a long run back-to-back-to-back-to-back potentially, how do you navigate that as a coach when you don't have a long bench?
Yeah, we just got to take it a possession at a time and see what happens. You know, that first game, you know, it's going to be hard because we really can't do anything differently because our five starters have to play a lot of minutes, especially the top four kids are going to go from 36 to 40 minutes a game. So it's just going to be a question where they're just going to have to fight through because, you know, we're not going to go on the waiver wire and acquire some depth. You know, we've got to do what we've done all year, and it's going to be difficult. I mean, you know, just playing back-to-back, if we win the Washington game and have to come back the next night against Stanford, it's going to be difficult. But it's something we've dealt with all year, and something that you know, we try not to dwell on it because we don't want to. We would rather tell them, hey, you're 18 to 22 year old women. You recover quickly. You can run all day. You know, that sort of thing. So that's what we put in their minds. But you're right. It's going to be very, very difficult just going back to back on two nights.
Thanks, Mark.
Sure. Thank you, Michelle.
Coach, that's all the time we have for you this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.